Hello and welcome back. It's still Hard Factor on Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dio. 7 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions are on. You're welcome to join me once again. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The deadline for the phasing out of the old currency notes originally was tomorrow, or should be tomorrow, January 31. But there's been some updates, some developments as far as that's concerned. No longer January 31. The deadline has been moved, amended, shifted, whichever word you decide to use. But here's a story from Premium Times. CBN extends deadline for use of old Naira notes. Now, the CBN has announced a 10-day extension of the deadline for the use of old Naira notes across Nigeria. CBN Governor said this on Sunday, said he got the approval of President Buhari for the extension. The new deadline is now 10 February instead of the former 31 January deadline, he said. Now, Emefiele said Nigerians who are yet to change their Naira notes from the old to new ones now have an opportunity to do so. He said people must utilize the opportunity because the deadline will not be extended again. Now, remember that the CBN October introduced redesigned 200, 500 and 1,000 Naira notes and give a deadline of 31st January for the use of the old notes. However, the new notes have been scarce, thus leading to calls for an extension. Let's discuss this development right now. And I'm asking you, do you suppose that this extension on the CBN was done in the interest of the general public? Or is the CBN caving into the whims and caprice of politicians? I might remember as well that one of the major reasons advocated for the redesigning of the Naira notes is to stem vote buying in this year's general elections. Of course, politicians, I don't know if they intend to buy votes, but politicians have been insisting, the National Assembly, for example, and other politicians have been insisting that the CBN must extend the deadline by several months. Some are even calling for as much as long as 6 months, I think. I've heard that before. But the CBN has said no to that. But eventually the CBN says, we'll extend it for 10 days till February 10. You have up till then to ensure that you have sent in all the notes that you have with you into the banks. And I also believe, added to that, the CBN also has given an extra number of days as grace, I think another 7 days or so. I'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that detail. So after the 10th of February, if you still have old notes with you, there's another period of grace. However, this time around, they're no longer legal tenders. You still can't spend it, but you can take it to the CBN. The CBN will accept it from you. All right, so here is that. Based on the press statement by Godwin Emefiele, CBN governor, number seven of the press statement. Based on the foregoing, we have sought and obtained Mr. President's approval for the following. 7IA, 10-day extension of the deadline from January 31 to February 10 to allow for collection of more old notes legitimately held by Nigerians and achieve more success in cash swap in our rural communities, after which old notes outside the CBN lose their legal tender status. Our CBN staff currently on mass mobilization and monitoring together with officials of the EFCC and ICPC will work together to achieve these objectives. Now, 2. 7-day grace period beginning on February 10 to February 17 in compliance with sections 20 sub 3 and 22 of the CBN Act, allowing Nigerians to deposit their old notes at the CBN after the February deadline when the old currency would have lost its legal tender status. Join the conversation. We'll have on Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for people. Joining me via phone all the way from Lagos is Michael Ogba. Michael Ogba is an economist, is a Combassy banker, strategist, former head agency banking with Access Bank, with over 22 years of banking experience. He's also the co-founder, chief executive officer, managing director of CTMO Technology Limited, a micro lending institution. Michael, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dio, and thank you for having me. Good evening to your listeners. It's my pleasure to be here.
You're welcome, Michael. Let's get right to it then. This is the deadline, and maybe some persons saw it coming. Maybe some persons did not see it coming. So I'm asking you a two-pronged question right now. Did you foresee this deadline? Did you see it coming? And how do you feel about the deadline? And then the second part of my question, does the deadline raise any doubts as to the capacity of the CBN to implement this policy?
Yes, to the first question, I was optimistic that CBN was going to enforce it. Everything suggested that they were recalcitrant and they were bent on ensuring that that deadline will happen the way they planned it. But I had my doubts because, just like every other Nigerian, I was hoping that the new currency will be available at ATM at the very least, so that those that require to spend some level of the new currency could have access to it. I was disappointed and highly so. On Sunday, my family and I were going to church. I have to give the kids offering money. I have to have some offering money myself, and wifey as well, and all that. We visited four banks on our way. Not one dispensed any single note. And that was when my anxiety rose, as it were, that maybe this might not just happen the way we have hoped it will. So that answers the first question. The second question, does it call to question the capacity of CBN to add on the side of caution? I don't work in CBN. I don't have access to the information they have. If they have enough funds, like they claim, and they are not able to give it out logistically to all the places that they are required, then it will be a capacity management or a project management problem. That is a lesser problem which can be sorted out with a lot of operational issues if you put them into operation and execute adequately. That does not worry me. If that is the problem, I think it can be fixed. But what worries me is if CBN is aware that we don't have enough of the new notes to solve the problem, then there is a major problem. I don't think they will intentionally want their name or their capacity, that the integrity and the confidence people have in the Naira to be questioned. If they intentionally want to do that, that will be criminal negligence, that will be sabotage, and that is inexcusable.
Michael, it's been alleged in quite a few quarters that, remember that, you know, one of the reasons advocated for this redesigning is to stem vote buying in the general elections. Now, it has been suggested in several quarters that some of the clamor from politicians, maybe members of the National Assembly or other politicians, for the CBN to extend the deadline by as much as 6 months is so that they can use the notes they have in stock for vote buying during the elections. Now, is it possible, as some other persons have alleged as well, that the CBN is caving into the demands or the whims and caprice of politicians by this extension?
Yeah, Dario, the truth is that you cannot remove politics from what is going on. It will be naive to think that you can extricate politics out of the whole thing. If you recall, the CBN governor has consistently refused to go to the House of Assembly, the National Assembly, for reasons best known to him. I don't blame him. I also don't support him. I'm neutral on that. But if you recall, he was in Daura to meet the president, and he came out of that presidential meeting to now announce this extension. So I see a lot of, if I connect the dots, I see a lot of politics attached to what is going on. And truth be told, I can't in all honesty say that there is no politics. And I will tell you why. One, at no point in the history of this country have the politicians, especially those in National Assembly, been very adamant. They have claimed that they are going to arrest him at all costs when he was away out of the country. There is nothing they did not do. They sent GSS, they protest. There were a lot of drama. Have they ever been this animated with regards to the plight of innocent Nigerians? No. So this thing is hurting them. And I believe that it is politics, whether you like it or not. Secondly, people that do not know President Muhammadu Buhari, I pity them. If you recall, I have to digress a bit here because we are talking about something I feel impassioned about. If you recall, there was a time they were talking about where would the APC bring their presidential candidate from and all that and all that. There were a couple of people from southeastern Nigeria that resigned their ministerial appointment just to pick up the nomination form. If you ask them, why are you doing so? They told us that the president's dominion, his body language, suggests that he might be sympathetic to the cause of the Igbos. What happened eventually? He did not say he did not support the Igbos. He did not say he supported the Igbos. But at the end of the day, we saw what happened. So I have every reason to believe that he's aware, fully so, of what is going on, just like he does with his body language. He doesn't want to give anybody the impression that I'm supporting those that are struggling to become president. I'm also not saying that I'm victimizing them. But since I have the capacity, the power to stop this vote buying, using the instrumentality of the TPN, I'll go ahead. Let heaven fall. So to that extent, I agree that it might have something to do with politics.
Right. However, if there are political implications or connotations here, will this help the politicians who are clamoring for that? Because the elections proper, the first elections, February 25, the deadline is now February 10. So would that help a person who wants the old notes to still be legal tender so they can use them for vote buy?
No. So that is why I'm thinking, Dayo, if you ask me my personal opinion, I will tell you what I think is happening. I think the poor Nigerians, the plight of the poor Nigerians have been considered. I think that was why CPN extended this by 1 week, by 10 days, and say on the 10th of February, we will still enforce it. If 10th of February comes and you have another extension, then you have played into the hands of the politicians, because by then they will have the money they stashed to still prosecute and buy the votes and do what they intended to do, assuming that is their intention. But if the CPN draw the line on the stand and say after 10th of February, nothing more, you will see some people will have heart attacks. Others will do the election on that 10th, even before the 25th of February. Why? Because how are you going to mobilize people? What are you going to give them? Are you going to do transfer? If you do transfer, you are playing into the hands of the EFCC, because it will be easy to prosecute you using the fact that people's accounts were credited. This is why I think that February 10th is sacrosanct. If truly it is to stop vote buying for the presidential election, that day will come. If the deadline happens that day, then they will lose out. The politicians, with the money they have stocked out, and if you recall, the CPM governor says he's looking for 900 billion. 900 billion is a lot of money. And this is what he is claiming that the politicians mostly have set aside for prosecuting this election. I'll be happy if that happens, because it will be nice for us to vote with our conscience and not because of inducement with money.
Well, the CBN governor, Emefiele, has warned that there will be no further deadline. Do you believe him?
I believe him. Let me tell you the other thing he said. After the deadline of the 10th, he said if you have any other currency, genuine one, and you can prove that the money belongs to you legitimately, he said come to CBN. Why did he say come to CBN? Because at that point, you can't bribe the bank official that help me do this. No, he said we have offices around the country. If you so feel impassioned that this money belongs to you, bring it to CPN. We can deal with it. And what he didn't say is whether they will now give you new Naira notes if you bring it to CBN, but he says bring it only to CBN offices after the 10th of February. Let's see how it plays out. I think they have capacity to manage that.
But just to be clear, the 7-day grace period after the 10th, by the 10th, the old notes are no longer legal tenders. So the 7-day yes. grace period afterwards is just so you can take the money to CBN. You can't spend it any longer.
Yes. But what I'm saying is that why would I want to bring money to CBN if it is just ceremonial? I think it's implied that if you bring it, something can still be done. Whether you'll be given the new currency, I don't know. But for him to have restricted it to CBN offices, I think if you ask me my interpretation of that, it suggests to me that something can still be done such that you still get new notes for the old one you are swapping, as it were.
It is Hard Fact to Nigeria. For once again, join the conversation. The matter being discussed at the moment, especially if you just join in. CBN extends deadline for use of old Naira notes. My guest, Michael Oba, CEO of Sitema Technologies, joined me via phone. Let's get your take. The line will be open shortly, but for now, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Also, check out our YouTube page as well. Let's get your take on this. And via Facebook, Samuel Wagos, good afternoon. Info FM. An extension for old Naira notes is absolutely the right thing, as commercial banks are not willing to dispense the new Naira notes via ATMs. So the past 2 weeks, people went through so much. Government at all levels should learn to be organized and do things in the right way. We don't deserve to suffer at all levels. We didn't do anything wrong to become Nigerians. Samuel Nwala goes, government agencies can never implement any policy that is of public interest. All right. Commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Conversation will continue. Do please stay with us.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations but on 90.3 Nigeria Info?
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dayo.
Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info and Harry Port Harcourt. I'm Dayo. 29 minutes come past 4 p.m. Discussions are on. Many thanks for staying tuned. The matter of discourse once again. Well, there's several versions in just about all the dailies out there, but going with the one from Premium Times, CBN extends deadline for use of old Naira notes. CBN governor spoke to journalists after a meeting with Mr. President, saying the president granted approval for the extension by 10 days, as the new deadline is now February 10 instead of the former January 31 deadline. After February 10, there is an extra 7 days grace. By February 10, the old notes are no longer legal tenders, but after that, you have until February 17, but you can't take them to the banks any longer. You cannot, because they are no longer legal tenders after February 10. But the CBN says you can bring them straight to any CBN office. We will take them from you. So, let's get your take once again. From Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, my guest, Michael Ogba, has joined me via phone, CEO, Sitiamo Technology Limited. Michael, you're welcome back.
Thank you, Dayo.
Now, all of this conversation, you know, whether they're not their political interests, you know, the good of the general public, you know, the cries of Nigerians, why the CBN have extended for an extra 10 days, all of this and the new redesigning, all of this still raises a fundamental question. And that fundamental question is, or at least taken from your experience, for example, which is the experience of a lot, if not most Nigerians, or at least a lot of Nigerians, your experience on Sunday, and that's in Lagos, by the way, in Lagos, where you went to four different banks on a Sunday and you couldn't get any of the ATMs to dispense the new notes to you. The question thus, why are the new notes not in wide circulation? The CBN, throughout last week and possibly the week before, insists that it's got enough notes, the new notes are in its vaults, the new notes are with the banks, and they should dispense it. They should dispense it by the ATMs. There's enough with the initiated a cash swap program with agents, super agents, POS operators, all of this to ensure that the newly redesigned notes are in wide circulation. However, till date, they are not in wide circulation. Do you have any postulations as to why that might be the case?
Yes, Dayo, I've taken time to...
Hello, Michael. Could you start over, please?
Okay, so Dayo, I said that I'm a very reasonable person. I've taken time to reflect on this question you asked, and I've placed myself in the shoes of three different stakeholders. Number one, PBN. What does PBN stand to gain by not making this money available and claiming and telling the whole world that they have? And there is only one answer I came out with. If their idea is to stifle politicians from having access to this, and don't forget, that people are already trading on, if you bring this new currency, people are willing, able, ready to give you more of the old currency, meaning that you can actually have more money now than, literally saying that you pay more. So CPN is aware of that. And my conclusion is that, yes, they have it and they will activate it when they want it to be activated. That is my summation regarding CBN. I just put myself in the shoes of the commercial bank. What do they have to gain by not putting this currency in their ATM? It will work in their favor. Why are they not putting it there? And my conclusion is, either of two things. They can't risk their licenses, because CBN can easily take their license if CBN notices that they are doing some monkey business with the funds. So is that worth it? And I don't think so. My conclusion regarding the bank is that they might have it in their vault. They might not put it in the ATM for reasons that might not be unconnected with directing from CBN. Because CBN is not a toothless bulldog. CBN can buy. CBN can take your license. So I still put it in the right of CBN for the bank's mismanagement of the whole process. The final person I put myself into is the average Nigerian. What has changed between when the average Nigerian was having comfort in using their cash and now? I put myself as an example. Did I go to church yesterday? Yes. Did I do my offering? Yes. Did I eat with my family at an eatery? Yes. What money did I spend? I didn't. I used transfers. So, yes, you can say I'm in the city, I have access to that, I could do that. But a lot of Nigerians have access to what I have access to. Yes, the rural dweller that survives on cash and cash alone might be affected. So I can't speak for him because I'm not him or her. But I can almost tell you that CBN is already achieving the cashlessness of the environment by making life a bit difficult for Nigerians. Do I subscribe for them to keep punishing Nigerians? The answer is no. But when, like they said, necessity is the mother of invention, we started looking for alternative way of living our life without cash. So by the time the cash will be made available, we'll be so used to having alternative channels that everybody will be a winner.
Now, you put yourself in the shoes of three stakeholders, but two in particular, the CBN and the commercial banks, and in both instances, you laid some blame at the doorsteps of the CBN. You're suggesting that the CBN is responsible for the scarcity and that it's a deliberate act. Is that what you're suggesting?
I think there must be a reason. Look at two things that make me to go through that process. Number one, CBN has been sending, if you are a deputy director in CBN, you've been asked to go and follow commercial banks to do sensitization and to also follow the money. So for CBN to have done that, they are scared that politicians and these other bandits or whoever else, they don't want the money to go to, are trying their best to have access to this fund. So CBN is doing everything to ensure, if DSS is following them in this whole parole, to ensure that the money do not get into the hands of those people they don't want the money to get into. So yes, I have a feeling that PPN knows what is going on.
That's an interesting postulation, really. So, if the CBN, assuming, of course, it's mere postulation or a hypothesis at best. Now, if indeed that is what is happening, at what point then do you estimate that the CBN might trigger something that would ensure that it's widely circulated then?
February 10th.
But we still have time between February 10 and February 25 when the election will hold proper.
Yes. So this is it. If they make the funds available on February 10th and say you can only spend this amount in your ATM, even if politicians want to mop up all the funds and use it for election, they will have only 15 days. That is one. Secondly, it will be a fight between genuine people that want to use the money to meet their own demand or aim, as it were, and the politicians that want to mop it for vote buying. Who will win that fight? I don't know. Thirdly, I don't even think that PPN is going to go bullish by that time. It will still be a bit difficult to have access to it. But immediately after the election, there might be a respite. But whether there will be huge respite, because after the 25th, 11th of March will be for gubernatorial and the assembly, state assembly and stuff. So this thing, if TBN and the powers that be are bent on ensuring that there will be no vote buying using the new currency, it's not going to be easy a month and a few days. But that is my postulation. If that is what CBN is trying to achieve with the powers that be, there will be a bit of respite. Nigerians will not be as comfortable until after the election. After the election, the jury is out. We will now see what happens.
If indeed that's what's going on, and that's a big if, how about the position that the CBN appears to have put the deposit money banks in? One could even interpret the CBN's comment over the last week or so as vilifying the banks, suggesting severally that, oh, we've got enough of the cash, oh, it's in our vaults, oh, it's with the banks. And one time, I think about 2 weeks ago, the CBN was saying we have been begging the banks to come pick up the new notes at the various CBN offices across the country. Oh, we're going to sanction them if they don't do so. Oh, we're issuing directives now that they must, the ATMs must pay the new Naira notes, suggesting that the banks have it and the banks just don't want to give it out, which once again might amount to some kind of vilifying the commercial banks. What does that put the banks in all of this?
Okay, I was laughing when you were asking the question, Dario, and the reason for my laughter is not out of mischief, but out of fear asking an obvious question. Nigerians are very intelligent set of people. If a Nigerian goes to an ATM, say for instance, any bank, I don't want to mention name, and it is not dispensing, Nigerians will make a video, take a picture, send it to the complaints and the consumer protection department of CBN. Nigerians will go on social media and say, this useless bank is not dispensing. I said I went to four banks. One of them was the head office of that particular bank. Do you think they are fools? Do you think they want that kind of negative publicity? Do you think that they don't get careful for CBN to sanction them? I don't think so. That's why I said that CBN is in the middle of all of this. I think if a wife comes to say, if a husband comes to say, don't you know you are my wife, and you are shouting in public, something has gone wrong. Everybody knows that she's your wife. For you to be shouting somewhere in the open, in public, means that something has gone wrong. In the same way, I see this thing as a very coordinated approach. For the CBN to be telling the bank, I will sanction you. When was the last time CBN told anybody I will sanction? They will easily sanction you. It's the easiest thing CBN does. CBN sanctions when CBN needs to sanction. But I believe that they know what they are doing, Dio.
All right, the line's open right now. Let's get your take on this. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH to join the conversation via there as well. Also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. And don't forget to check out our YouTube page also, NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your take once again. 0700-93-093. Via Facebook, Jackson goes, the realities on ground, this new news invisible, you can't see, only they can see it. Also, Namani goes, the extension of deadline of old naira notes is a welcome development. However, CBS can't ensure full circulation of new notes as soon as possible. May God help us. Hello, House Fact, to welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, go on. Go ahead, please. 9213, hello.
Hello, Dayo, good evening.
You're welcome, go on.
Well, my name is Gideon, I'm calling from Madagoy. I'm actually enjoying the conversation, and I'm enjoying the whole flow battle that has been going on since the introduction of this new currency. And I want to say very dealing to Anime, to the people that are waiting to buy votes with their bullion bag. We are waiting for them.
All right, good to hear from you as well. They're not new currencies, right? I mean, is that a right way? Just for some clarity, Michael. I mean, when Nigerians say new currency, they're not new currencies, are they? They're just newly designed naira notes. Is it appropriate to refer to them as new currency?
They are redesigned currencies. You are right.
All right. So they're not. So once again, to all of us, they're not new currencies. They're still in naira notes, and they're still in the same denomination. Just redesigned, that's all. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm trying to participate in the online going radio program.
You're welcome. You're calling Nigeria Info. You're live on radio. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it was a very good initiative to me that the resign notes will be dispensed. But to some areas now, you can't reach the design notes because of each scarcity, even though at the bank, you can't reach it. Some of the banks, when you want to withdraw as a businessman, when you want to withdraw, they still have to charge you before they give you the new notes. Why some don't give at all?
All right, sir. Thanks for calling. I'm great to hear from you. Hello, Hunt Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Nathaniel. I think there are instructions, I mean, directives that is aggressively secretly given by the CBN to various banks in Nigeria that we don't have to do. Because the CBN will keep on shouting that there are enough naira in circulation that we should go to the to bank and get them. As soon as we get to the bank, it's only deposited to the in the ATM. You get to the ATM, it will not even pay more than 20,000 naira. And the 20,000 naira is going to do what it for somebody that's doing business and some other things that you want to do in the day. There is something
what is that business that person is doing that does not allow for transfers?
Of course, you know that. It should be maybe in 3 months' time that people will get used to this.
No, hold on. You're not answering my question. My question to you is, what is this business? What is the business that the person is doing that does not allow for transfers? You're talking about the person who's into business already, not somebody who started business tomorrow, yesterday, or is planning to go into business next month. No. What is this business that does not allow for transfers? All right, the call is gone. Got some comments here still. Once again, 0700-93-093 is the number to call. CBN didn't extend it because of the politicians, but because of administrative failure. But they can play into the hands of the politicians and say they have extended it. Case closed. That's a mandate. I think CBN only bound to the pressure from politicians. I want to ask, after the deadline, February 10, a 7 days period of receiving the old notes by the CBN, will the CBN deposit the old notes received into our accounts, or just receive the notes mortis? Of course, Otis, the money is still yours. If you don't want to deposit it now for whatever reason, after the 10th, you have 7 days to get to the CBN, and the money will be, of course, deposited into your account. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome.
Hello, Dayo, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
For me, I'm Mr. Wilson, calling from Melbourne. For me, this 10 days extension by CBN is a welcome development. And what I would advise Nigerians is to make use of these 10 days. Because even if they give us six months, if they turn by 6 months, Nigerians will still complain. What they have to do is to make sure they use these 10 days effectively. You know, if those...
Go ahead, please.
Those in the rural areas, if the debt is coming closer, look for your relations who have bank account. If you don't have bank account, give your money to them, ask them to pay into their own account. At the end of this thing, they'll pay you back. Then alternative, again also on the part of the central bank, they should ensure that the money they are giving to commercial banks are being utilized. They should supervise them and ensure that the money they are giving them are being circulated, given out to people. They monitor them. Because I know, I'm a banker, I was a banker. So, because the bank managers will make use of this money now for business, giving to their friends and making money out of it. So, central banks should supervise them and ensure that the money, any money given out to commercial banks are being utilized and given out. They should take their records and see what they are doing with this money to make sure that the common man does not suffer. That is my take for this.
Great to have you. Thanks for your contribution. Now, Michael, I want to ask you about that. One of the, there are several things we're getting from the CBN these days, and especially in the last, over the weekend, late last week as well, and even early today also. One of which is that officials of security agencies in the country are now going to be stationed at banks to monitor this. To monitor, the dispensing of the due naira notes to ensure that there is no monkey business going on. Now, that said, how does this play into the earlier postulation that the CBN might be at the heart of even this real or perceived scarcity of the new notes also?
Okay, I'll use the filling station to answer you. When anybody complain about being shortchanged or that the filling station has fuel, they refuse to sell in the afternoon, they only open at night, what does DPR do, officials? They go to that filling station, go and check if they have, they use that pipe, long pipe, and check if truly they have fuel there and refuse to sell and only sell at odd hours. What do? They seal that filling station. That is normal thing. If CBN wants to sanction banks, all they need to do, send some of your staff, go to the ATM nearest to you. Is it dispensing or not? Have you allocated money to this particular bank and they have refused to put it in their tax rates in their ATM? If the answer is yes, fill the bank, publicize it, the next bank will organize themselves. That is why I'm saying CBN knows this and it's commonsensical. For them not to be doing it, I suspect that the problem is from them and not from the commercial
bank. Via Facebook, Leave Nothing Joko goes, the extension of the deadline for the new naira note is much expected, and it will enable citizens to have access to the new notes now that the banks have realized that they were the cause of the scarcity, as the CBN has vilified the banks. Okay, all right. Great to have from you as well, even though I'm not sure you follow the conversation thus far. Saint Vic goes, on this issue, let's assume I have X bulk of cash stashed in my house. What stops me from looking for a global bank manager offering 5 or 10%? Can this fly? If it does, it can explain why new notes can go into a bank and never come out to the public. Just thinking. Michael, what's your response to that?
Sorry, Dario, the line was so
fast.
I didn't hear you very well. Could you repeat the question, please?
Okay, so Saint Vic via Twitter asked a question. Let's assume I have X bulk of cash stashed in my house. What stops me looking for a global bank manager offering 5 or 10%? Can this fly? If it does, it can explain why new notes can go into a bank and never come out for the public.
Sorry, Dario, I'm struggling to hear you. I still didn't get the question. I'm so sorry. The line is so faint.
Oh, okay, so basically...
I'm trying all my best.
Okay, basically what he's asking is, if a person has old notes, why isn't it possible for the person to go to a bank, approach a branch manager, and say, I'll give you the old notes, take 10% or 5% of it, and give me new notes?
No, that can't happen because the bank manager cannot even guarantee that you're going to get that new note. And depending on, you know, the banks have chain of command. I don't know who is in center of the money CBN is giving. CBN does not give them from branch to branch. So they get it at a centralized position. And from that centralized position, it is the head of operations of that particular bank that will allocate it where it's supposed to go. And because we know that they're not giving this money in large quantity, I'm sure there are a lot of interest. I read in the newspaper today that some bank cards have been picked up by security forces. Why? Because they got to know that they did just what you have explained now, but gave it to politicians. Everybody is interested. So those people will answer because everybody knows that the money is kept and the little ones that you have, it should be transparent the way and manner it is dispensed. So when you start doing monkey business, you will be in for it. So I don't think that will happen predominantly. It can happen maybe once in a while, but I don't think it will be the norm.
All right, we have to wrap this up right now shortly, Michael. So I'm based on our conversations thus far, it seems to me like you made a prediction earlier on. I want to be clear on that prediction and be clear on what the prediction is and if you did make a prediction. So are you predicting that we may experience a better circulation but not a very wide circulation until after the general elections? Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction.
Okay, all right. That prediction is noted, Michael. I will ask you about that later. And we have to wrap up. We have to wrap up the conversation right now. Many thanks for being a part of it. Thank you as well. Keep the conversation going on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Many thanks to my guest, Michael Ogba, has joined via from Lagos. He's CEO Sitiamo Technology Limited. Michael, many thanks for your time.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you to our listeners. I'm grateful. Yeah, bye.